This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thanks everyone, thanks. Yes, it's the stage door slot with myself, Kevin Wilson, and my good friend and ally, Graham Craig from What's on White. Hello, Graham.
Oh, I've got up in the world. I'm a good friend now.
Well, I say ally because I'm trying to sort of preempt what's going to come.
Yeah. Fun and mayhem, that's
indeed,
what's going
to come. Indeed, indeed. Today we're going to have, obviously, the whatsonwhite.com events listing, yep. Another shameless plug for your website, but before we do that, we like to have a little chinwag about stuff. And I was wondering, he said tentatively, if you'd thought much about the fact that Peter Capaldi is going to stand down, or whatever you do, resign forthwith, yeah. Or at the end of the next series of Doctor Who. So there won't be a Doctor Who.
Well, he doesn't stand down, does he? He gets regenerated.
Oh, does he?
Come on. Oh, goodness sake.
Oh, sorry. Oh, is that what it is? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so okay, he's sort of going to melt into his coat like Wizard of Oz or something, and then somebody else is going to appear as if by magic. Graham,
yeah.
Who should it be?
Well, I have a list. I've thought
about
this.
How long is that list?
Well, it's quite long.
Cause, okay.
Because when we heard the news the other day, we had to have a minute's silence now, because we are big Doctor Who fans. Well, everyone else is. I just kind of, I'm there in the room. Sometimes I'm not getting it, and sometimes I am. But
yeah.
I thought, yeah, there was some definite, there's some definite contenders, mm-hmm. For the new Doctor Who. And I thought, right, I'll give you the person, right, but I'll impersonate them, and let's see if you can get who I'm trying to impersonate.
Oh, okay, go on.
Okay, so here's the first one. Yeah. Right, is my he's on the list. He's a possible, but I think he's doing other stuff. So here we go. Daleks. Cybermen.
Darth Vader.
No.
Who?
Andy Murray.
That was nothing like Andy Murray.
He does. When you hear him at press conference, they say, Andy, you lost that match. How do you think it went? You go,
I get it now. I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a possible. You are saying Andy Murray is going to give up his tennis career to be Doctor Who.
No, that's why I think, you know, he's got this number one thing on his mind.
Sir Andy Murray,
yes.
Yeah.
I think he's got that on his mind. I think that's why it'll take him out of the running.
Is the rest of your list as high quality as that opener?
It gets better, though. These, I don't know what they're up to, but they may, you know, they might be possible. So
okay,
the next one
go
is,
on.
You know, are you talking to me?
go on.
Dalek, are you talking to me?
They're always talking to Daleks, aren't they, these impersonators?
I only know two of them. You don't really ask a weeping angel if he's talking to you, do you? Daleks talk, Cybermen talk.
Okay, come on, name names.
That was Robert De Niro. Oh, come on.
Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Oh, flip it, heck, Graham. Oh, you can do better than that.
Here we go.
Go on.
Get out my pub.
EastEnders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered about him. I can't even remember his name.
Phil Mitchell.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could have his mum Peggy as his assistant. Get my pub!
Get my phone box!
Get my TARDIS!
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, that is a meeting of minds there, because I thought they could all talk like that on Doctor Who, you know? And that low menacing voice, like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do one, Dalek. You're not needed around here.
Yeah,
need
I like
plenty
it.
Of lozenges on the side for that one as well, wouldn't
you? But if you, in fact, you could actually scrap one of EastEnders or Doctor Who and just have it as one single series, couldn't you?
You could have. There's probably just as many deaths in Doctor Who as there is in Albert Square.
Yeah, call it Doctor East or something. All right, mate, what seems to be in trouble?
Doctor Who and the East End. Ricky!
I think you're entering the realms of fantasy now, Greg. Who said that? That was in Dad's Army. Dad's Army. Yeah. Go on, give us a couple more, because we do have to have some events.
Okay.
I know you're just trying to put it off, because you've got a list of as long as you're on.
I can't do an impersonation of this guy, but, okay, but I think he would be absolutely right for the job. Russell Brand. He could just,
yeah,
he'd have his long scarf, but a much longer scarf than Tom Baker. He'd be all flouncy and wistful, and he'd be quoting poems, and he'd be kicking the Cyberman. And, yeah, oh,
he would,
know,
wouldn't he? Yeah. Or have you got one more? Have you got any politicians in there who might want a sort of change of career? You know, like Michael Heseltine.
Donald Trump.
Neil Kinnock. Donald Trump,
yeah,
as Doctor Who. Hey, you know, it could work, couldn't it?
It might do.
Yeah.
I've got a dead serious one, though.
Oh, go on,
Olivia
then.
Colman.
Right.
Even though she's female, but I think they could make that transition.
Well, I was going to say that, you see. You see, we are in tune here, because I was going to say, throw in at the end, why does it have to be a man?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And why does it have to be a white man?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's time for change. I can't think of the name of him, but a brilliant actor. He was in, was it Othello at the Shakespeare Company?
Not the guy that used to be the chief inspector of the bill. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, I do.
I can't remember. He's got
We'll come back to it next week.
Yeah.
I think we need to come back with some serious proposals for next week that we can put forward to the BBC.
Yeah.
Candidates nominated by Vectis Radio.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there has got any serious names, they could email them in, couldn't they?
Yeah.
studio@vectisradio.com or the Monday Magazine Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just let us know.
And if they could do an impersonation of them as well.
Yeah, that probably would be better than the ones you would. Robert De Niro and Sir Andy Murray. Right, come on, let's move on. Graham, over to you. What's on White, please?
Right, well, we've got some great cinema this week. We've got some great local theatre, loads of live music, and some fantastic new events coming up this week. So we'll kick off with cinema. There's Royal Shakespeare Company Live, The Tempest. If you missed it earlier this month, this is an encore screening, which so it's not live, but it is exactly the same production being screened. That's on Tuesday the 7th. Royal Ballet season continues with Wolf Works. This is inspired by the literature of Virginia Woolf. It's a live broadcast screening from 7 p.m. and that's at Ventnor Arts Club and at Cineworld, and that's on Wednesday the 8th. Cosmos is a French subtitle film about two guys who spend a few days in a seaside guest house. Reality and logic blur into tension and histrionics after odd, unsettling findings in the nearby woods, and they become obsessed with the owner's newly married daughter. It's Certificate 15. It's on at Ventnor Film Society on Tuesday. And my throat's gone all dry because I've been doing too many Phil Mitchell impersonations now. Florence Foster Jenkins. The hilarious but touching story of Florence Foster Jenkins, a New York heiress who dreamed of being an opera singer despite having a terrible singing voice. Stars Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant. And that's at the Ramshackle Cinema, Sunday the 12th. And if you get a ticket, it does include a cream tea.
They like their cream teas in Ramshackle. How civilised is that?
Absolutely.
Why don't you have a drink of water while I just eulogise about cream teas for a second?
Okay.
I don't know what I can say, but yeah, you're drinking it very quickly, and that's probably just enough time. Back to you, Greg.
In the theatres, Nikki Cross dance debut. Nikki Cross presents her first dance show on the island with girls and boys as young as three. Expect lots of high energy, uplifting dance numbers, including fast tap numbers, beautiful ballet dances, and a bit of cabaret as well. That's on Saturday the 11th. They've got two shows that day, an afternoon and an early evening show at Medina Theatre. Lady Killers. This local production is a rework of an Ealing comedy classic. First night audiences commented that it was absolutely fabulous, hilarious, and brilliant. You've got a few more chances to find out just how brilliant this is, because it's on from tomorrow, Tuesday the 7th, till Saturday the 11th at Apollo Theatre. Live music, we've got Eclectic Electrics tonight at Key Arts, a multitude and diverse of diverse music and blues, jazz, fusion, pop, rock, and beyond.
Can I interrupt there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind?
No.
Because it's not Eclectic Electric. I said that really quite well, didn't I? It's not Eclectic Electric tonight, because I read on Facebook today they've had to change it.
Oh, it's a
Bowie tribute night.
Oh.
And they've got loads of people coming in from all over the Isle of Wight singing their favourite Bowie songs instead.
Oh, cool.
Just thought I'd chip in with that.
That's great. So, forget that. Matt Owens, former bass player of Noah and the Whale, will be performing at the Intimate Ventnor Exchange on Wednesday the 8th. Florian Mitria is playing Mozart, Rondo, Beethoven, Schubert and Prokofiev on Saturday the 11th at Freshwater Memorial Hall. Nathan Carter and his band, one of the biggest names in the Irish music scene and is fast becoming a big name all over the UK. Nathan and his six-man band perform a variety of country, Irish, pop and ballads, music for everyone of all ages. That's Saturday 11th in Shanklin. Martin Carthy is at Key Arts on Sunday the 12th. For more than 40 years, Martin Carthy has been one of folk music's greatest innovators, one of its best-loved, most enthusiastic, and at times, most quietly controversial of figures. For the musically-minded teens, Rob the Bank's Music Club is on Wednesday the 8th. If you fancy a bit of jamming, singing, or just simply getting involved in one of the workshops, then Key Arts is the place to be on Wednesday 5 till 7. And so a couple of events, YMCA Arts and Crafts, Wednesday the 8th, 10 a.m. Heartcraft is this month's creative session,
mm-hmm,
over at the chapel at Winchester House. And Isle of Wight Pride has two events this weekend. The first is Friday night, which is the 10th. They have a launch party at Coburg's from 7 o'clock, so you can see what's planned and you can party all night. And then on Saturday the 11th from 10:30 at Key Arts, there's a launch information day specifically for families, young people and those who can't make the Friday night. And it's your chance to find out how you can get involved and to get some more information on what Pride is all about.
Okay.
On whatsonwhite.com, there's loads more live music, theatre and events to come this month and beyond. So be sure to check out What's On White at whatsonwhite.com.
Fantastic.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.